This is Unit 15 of Pimsleur's Mandarin 4.
请听下面的对话。
你最喜欢的动物是什么？是不是熊？
不是，我最喜欢的动物不是熊。
是不是猫？
我最喜欢的动物不是猫。
那么你最喜欢的动物是什么？
我最喜欢的动物是大熊猫。
再听一次。
你最喜欢的动物是什么？是不是熊？
不是，我最喜欢的动物不是熊。
是不是猫？
我最喜欢的动物不是猫。
那么你最喜欢的动物是什么？
我最喜欢的动物是大熊猫。
Now you're an American woman in China, discussing your families with a Chinese friend.
请问
Do you spoil your children? Your is understood.
你宠孩子吗？宠。
To answer, no, I don't want little emperors. He'll say literally, don't spoil, I don't want little emperors. Try it.
不宠，我不要小皇帝。小皇帝。
请说。
I have a cat. Remember the measure word.
我有一只猫。只。一只猫。
怎么说
?I spoil the cat.
我宠猫。
你的朋友说
,I have a dog.
我有一条狗。狗。一条狗。
Now he says, my son-in-law is a veterinarian.
请跟着说。
我女婿是一位兽医。兽医。医。兽。兽医。
Using falling and high-level tones, say veterinarian.
兽医。一位兽医。
Try to tell him that your daughter-in-law is a kindergarten teacher.
我儿媳是一位幼儿园老师。儿媳。
He says again, my son-in-law is a veterinarian.
我女婿是一位兽医。
He likes animals very much.
他很喜欢动物。动物。
Here's how to say pet.
请跟着说。
宠物。物。宠。宠物。
The tones are falling, rising.
宠。
And falling.
物。宠物。
Literally, spoiled thing.
请说。
Pet.
宠物，宠物。
你的朋友说
，I like the giant panda。
我喜欢大熊猫，大熊猫。
But my favorite pet is the dog. Try it.
可是我最喜欢的宠物是狗。狗。
And now tell him that your younger brother is a veterinarian.
我弟弟是一位兽医。弟弟。
Try to say, my younger sister's favorite pet is the cat.
我妹妹最喜欢的宠物是猫。
Referring to your daughter's children, he asks, what is your grandson's favorite pet?
你外孙最喜欢的宠物是什么？外孙。
Meaning your daughter's children say, I don't have a grandson.
我没有外孙。外孙。
And how would you say that you have a grandson by your son?
我有一个孙子。孙子。
怎么说?
His favorite animal is the giant panda.
他最喜欢的动物是大熊猫。
Your friend mentions that nearby is one of China's flower and bird markets.
请听。
花鸟市场。花鸟市场。
These are outdoor markets where you can buy flowers, birds, and other small pets. First, the word for bird.
请跟着说。
鸟。鸟。
The tone is falling, rising.
鸟。请说。
Bird.
鸟。
And do you remember how to say flowers?
花儿，花儿。
Now, flower and bird market, and is understood.
请跟着说。
花鸟市场。花，花鸟，花鸟市场。
This form of the word flower is pronounced with a high-level tone.
花，再说一次。
Flower and bird.
花鸟，一个花鸟市场。
试试说。
Nearby, there is a flower and bird market.
附近有一个花鸟市场。
Your friend asks, Do you like goldfish?
请跟着说。
你喜欢金鱼吗？金鱼。鱼。金。金鱼。金鱼。
Goldfish is pronounced with high level and rising tones.
金鱼，请说。
Goldfish.
金鱼。你喜欢金鱼吗？
回答。
Yes, I like goldfish.
喜欢。我喜欢金鱼。
How did he say that his son-in-law is a veterinarian?
我女婿是一位兽医。兽医。
Meaning your daughter's daughter, how would you say, my granddaughter's favorite pet is the cat?
我外孙女最喜欢的动物是猫。
试试说
My granddaughter's cat also likes goldfish.
我外孙女的猫也喜欢金鱼。
Try to ask, what does the flower and bird market have?
花鸟市场有什么？花鸟市场。
He tells you that they sell goldfish, birds, and exotic pets such as turtles. Here's how to say turtle.
请跟着说。
乌龟。龟。乌。乌龟。乌龟。
Both tones are high level.
乌龟，请说
turtle or turtles.
乌龟，乌龟。
你的朋友说
I have a dog.
我有一条狗，一条狗。
Referring to his daughter's son, how does he say, My grandson likes turtles?
我外孙喜欢乌龟。乌龟。
He says again, My son-in-law is a veterinarian.
我女婿是一位兽医。
My grandson likes to keep turtles as pets.
请跟着说。
我外孙喜欢养乌龟。养。养。
养。
Literally means to raise or to nourish. With a falling, rising tone, say again, to keep as pets.
养养
My grandson likes animals.
我外孙喜欢动物。
My grandson likes to keep turtles as pets. Literally, my daughter's son likes to raise turtles.
我外孙喜欢养乌龟。乌龟。
Your friend says, turtles are symbols of longevity. First, symbol.
请跟着说。
象征，征，象，象征，象征。
The tones are falling,
象,
and high level,
征，象征。请说
symbol or symbols.
象征。
And here's how to say longevity.
请跟着说。
长寿。寿。长。长寿。长寿。
Using rising and falling tones, say longevity.
长寿。长寿的象征。
再说一次。
My grandson likes to keep turtles as pets.
我外孙喜欢养乌龟。 乌龟。
试试说。
Turtles are symbols of longevity. Literally, turtles are longevity's symbol.
乌龟是长寿的象征。乌龟是长寿的象征。
And here's how to say rabbit or hare.
请跟着说。
兔子。子。兔。兔子。兔子。
This is pronounced with falling and neutral tones.
兔子。请说
rabbit.
兔子。
Now he tells you, this year is the year of the rabbit.
请跟着说。
今年是兔年。兔年。兔年。
Note that here you drop
字。请说
the year of the rabbit.
兔年，兔年，今年是兔年。
He says again, turtles are symbols of longevity.
乌龟是长寿的象征。长寿的象征。
But I like goldfish.
可是我喜欢金鱼。金鱼。
How does he say again? This year is the year of the rabbit.
今年是兔年。今年是兔年。
Tell him, my granddaughter likes to keep rabbits as pets.
我外孙女喜欢养兔子。兔子。
Now he says, Chinese people don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit. Literally, Chinese people don't like rabbit year marry. Try it.
中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。
Ask him, why?
为什么?
Because the rabbit's tail is very short. First the word for tail.
请跟着说。
尾巴，巴，尾，尾巴。
Using falling, rising, and neutral tones, say tail.
尾巴，兔子的尾巴。
请说
flower and bird market.
花鸟市场，花鸟市场。
试试说
，The rabbit's tail is very short.
兔子的尾巴很短，很短。
He says again, Chinese people don't like to get married in the year of the rabbit.
中国人不喜欢兔年结婚。
He explains, Chinese people say,
中国人说，中国人说。 兔子尾巴长不了。兔子尾巴长不了。
Ask him, what does that mean?
什么意思？
He tells you that it means, the rabbit's tail can't be long. Now say, turtles' tails are also very short.
乌龟的尾巴也很短。乌龟的尾巴。
But they live very long. Literally, but they very longevity.
可是他们很长寿。
No wonder turtles are symbols of longevity.
难怪乌龟是长寿的象征。
Now you're at the market, and your Chinese friend points to a bird. He says, this bird is very pretty.
请跟着说。
这只鸟很漂亮。漂亮。亮。漂。漂亮。
The tones are falling and neutral.
漂亮。请说。
Pretty.
漂亮。这只鸟很漂亮。
The measure word for bird is the same as for cat. Try to say this bird.
这只鸟。只。这只鸟。
This bird is very pretty.
这只鸟很漂亮。
Older Chinese men often bring their songbirds to the park in cages. This is known as bird walking.
请跟着说。
遛鸟。鸟。遛。遛鸟。遛鸟。
Literally, walk bird. The tones are falling and falling rising.
遛鸟，请说。
Bird walking, or walking the birds.
遛鸟。
How would he say, I have two birds?
我有两只鸟。两只鸟。
To ask, do you walk your birds every morning? You'll ask, you every morning bird walking? Try it.
你每天早上遛鸟吗？遛鸟。你每天早上遛鸟吗？
He tells you that he does and shows you a picture.
请说。
They are very pretty.
他们很漂亮。
Now he says, my wife's favorite pet is the rabbit.
我爱人最喜欢的宠物是兔子。
How would he say, I like to keep birds as pets?
我喜欢养鸟。养。
You see some aquariums. Try to say, the goldfish's tail is very pretty.
金鱼的尾巴很漂亮。
The rabbit's tail is very short.
兔子的尾巴很短。
He says again, turtles are symbols of longevity.
乌龟是长寿的象征。
请说。
I like goldfish.
我喜欢金鱼。金鱼。
Pointing to a bird, he says, this bird is very pretty.
这只鸟很漂亮。
怎么说?
In some respects,
有的方面。有的方面。
Chinese society and American society are not the same.
中国社会和美国社会不一样。
For example,
比方说，比方说，
试试说。
In America, there are no retired older people walking birds.
在美国没有退休老人遛鸟。在美国没有退休老人遛鸟。
America also doesn't have flower and bird markets.
美国也没有花鸟市场。
试试说。
But there are many people walking dogs.
可是有很多人遛狗。遛狗。
Passing by another bird's cage, you say, this bird is very pretty.
这只鸟很漂亮。漂亮。
How did he say, turtles are symbols of longevity?
乌龟是长寿的象征。
And how did he tell you that his son-in-law is a veterinarian?
我女婿是一位兽医。兽医。
Still meaning your daughter's daughter, say, my granddaughter likes to keep rabbits as pets.
我外孙女喜欢养兔子。养。
How would he say?Every morning I go to the park to walk the birds.
每天早上我去公园遛鸟。
Now you walk past another fish tank.
请说。
The goldfish are very pretty.
金鱼很漂亮。金鱼很漂亮。
This is the end of Unit 15 and the end of today's lesson. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.Copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2013 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.